The Food Pantry Loaves and Fishes in Charlotte typically gets 900 referrals from Mecklenburg County DSS a month, but in May it was up to 2,300. The group's director, Beverly Howard, blames the conversion. A few months ago, DSS warned her the pantry would be seeing more people due to delays in food stamps.
I was very disappointed that we were being called upon to meet a need that was being caused because someone in a position of authority did not plan this conversion better.
The meeting with Loaves and Fishes resulted in what DSS Economic Services Director Rodney Adams called a partnership.
Does that mean that they got financial support from the county or just the understanding that they would be seeing more people?
We did not offer any financial support from during our conversation. If they have received financial support from the county, then that would have come through another means.
Okay, so it was basically meeting with them and saying, hey, heads up, you're going to be getting a lot more folks.
Heads up, here's this is what's coming. There's a potential that you may see more people. We can't guarantee that. However, in the event that there would be more people, would you be able to accommodate?
And they said yes, although for Loaves and Fishes, it means buying more food wholesale. DSS notified people receiving food stamps that they could see delays and gave them a list of food pantries. The county also hired 55 people to help transfer food stamp applications onto the new system. Each file takes 60 to 90 minutes to enter, and the county has 75,000 of them to convert. So are there ways to ensure there aren't delays?
I think that's a question for the state. The system that is established is a state proprietary system. And prior to the implementation of NCFAST here in Mecklenburg County, we were processing applications at least 99% of the time in a timely manner.
Adam says Mecklenburg County's delays are between 2 and 4 days.
Mecklenburg is doing very well.
That's Julie Henry, a spokeswoman with the State Department of Health and Human Services. Some counties saw up to a month in delays.
That burden was on the counties to try to address bandwidth needs, to try to address staffing needs that they had. And resources vary, as we know, from county to county in North Carolina.
For that reason, she says the state sent staff out to counties to work with them sometimes for a matter of weeks. Mecklenburg County is among the last counties in the state to switch to the online system. The delays are likely to continue through November. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.